This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. I am your host, Steve Ulscher. Yay, we got a snuggle. Oh, it's a cuddle fest. That is so cute. We got Mary Belay and Richard Tate sharing one microphone, because we got a full house today, because we got Steve, and what was your last name again, Steve?
Ruben.
Steve Ruben and Ron. Ooh, man, I'm cutting in and out. Ron Fonsted here in the house. I will have to adjust. Is that me? That might just be me. I will just mess with that right there. Yeah. Any good? Yeah, okay, that's just me. It's a little connecting thing.
It's in your head.
It's all in my head. There's no doubt about that. It's always in my head. All right, so we got a full house with Steve Ruben and Ron Fonsted here from the Waves Project, yes? Yeah.
It is.
Wavesproject.org specifically. And you guys, you're friends of Reinvention Radio. Because you're friends of one of our past guests. So you had Jillian. Jillian is a former Survivor contestant, right? So we did Reinventing Survivor, Jillian Larson.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Remember that spark plug?
Oh, yeah.
Man, if you haven't listened to that episode, she is, Jiminy Crickets. That woman's got more energy than the three of us combined. There's no doubt about that.
Well, in the PR that she did, we should hook her up with Michelle.
And there you go. And then she could do the copywriting around that. All right, so did you guys go to that road rally reinvent? What do they call that thing?
Reality rally.
Did you guys go to that? Because it's in Temecula, and you guys are from Temecula.
Yeah, actually, part of my business, about half-time, actually, is teaching CPR and first aid. So we create emergency response teams to work that event for Jillian.
Ah.
Nice.
Interesting. And, Steve, did you go to that rally? Are you obviously you're familiar with Jillian, so what did you make it down there? Are you you hanging out with what do they call those, reality stars? Yeah, that's what they are.
Well, actually, I was a part of that team.
You were so part of which team? Hosting the event,
the EMS team.
Ah, okay, very cool.
Yeah, and it's a great event.
It is, and they raise money for Jillian, I think, right?
Just for Jillian.
Is that, I think that's the charity?
No, it's Michelle's Place.
Michelle's Place. What does Michelle's Place do? I don't remember what that is.
Cancer or something?
Yeah, it's a breast cancer resource center.
Ah, okay. So they're actually doing good work in the world, unlike what we're doing here.
Absolutely.
On Reinvention Radio. We had zero value to the world other than trying to educate, and sometimes we're actually successful on that front, but most of the time we miss badly. All right, so gentlemen, what brings you in today? Because obviously you've got the Waves Project, you got that fun stuff going on, but we got a whole hour here to talk about lots and lots and lots of fun stuff. But if there's a core message you want to get across, let's get that on the table just right off the bat. What's that core message?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Waves. And Waves is an acronym standing for Wounded American Veterans Experience Scuba. So what we have done is we have taken our passion of scuba diving and the therapeutic values of water, and we're helping our veterans that come back home with injuries, PTSD, amputations, being paralyzed, and we get them in the water. And there's tremendous success in helping them rehabilitate, get that camaraderie back in the community, get them back out in the community, and doing all that great stuff, and them having not only a good time, but studies have showed that it's actually providing a therapeutic value.
Let's talk about the therapeutic value of water. Is there such a thing? I mean, I know that you need it for the body, but in terms of repairing injuries or from a mental or emotional perspective, PTSD and so on, I mean, because we're talking about folks that are coming back with some serious trauma, both physically and emotionally, how does water play a part in that? And is there really therapeutic?
Have you ever taken a bath?
Oh, is that what I'm...
I mean,
that's
don't
okay.
you think it's like pretty obvious?
My wife likes baths. I'm not a bath guy. I literally go down to the fountain, like just down the street there in the public plaza, just do a little rinse and call it a day. But
seriously, guys, right? Water's got to be like so therapeutic.
Like scientifically speaking.
Emotionally, everything.
Scientifically speaking, yes. You know, in 2011, John Hopkins University, a couple of neurologists there took 10 wheeled veterans or 10 veterans with disabilities down to the Cayman Islands. And they were looking just at that question. Right? So how therapeutic is it?
Mm-hmm.
And Cody Unser, Al Unser's granddaughter, She suffered from a viral infection and that rendered her paralyzed. And she would tell her neurologist that every time I get in the water, every time I dive, I'm feeling, I got bladder sensation. I'm feeling different things. And he kind of wrote it off for a while. She convinced him to do this study. So they got a grant. They went down. Like I said, they took 19 veterans. 10 of them participated in the scuba diving. And when they got it all said and done, they did testing prior, during, and after the event. And the results they came up with was incredible. They were excited about the physical results, improvement in muscle spasticity. They equated it to being 6 to 12 months of task rehabilitation.
Wow.
In 2 days of diving. What wow. they were excited about, and in their report, what they reported as miraculous, is that all 10 veterans that participated in the scuba diving showed an average of 80% reduction in PTSD, which lasted
wow.
for up to 6 weeks after the event, and that's when they stopped the testing.
So why do you think that is, Steve? I mean, like, what is it about water? I mean, I'm a water, like, you know, people talk about, like, these water signs and fire signs and, you know, whatever all that stuff is. Mary, maybe you know what all of those are. I don't even know water and fire because that's what my wife is. She's fire and I'm water. Can you imagine that? I've spent 20 years extinguishing her fire.
Absolutely. I was just so going to say.
That's been the purpose of my existence. Yeah, just, I'm so happy. Sadness and darkness. That's like, you know, people have like their, you know, their reason for being. That is my reason for being. I, you know, just, I love her, but, oh, sorry, we're talking about water. Yes. All right. So, so water and its therapeutic, you know, qualities and whatnot. I know for a fact that I am a water person, right? And when I am around water, there's definitely something that just like, I don't know, it's like, it's cellular. Like, I feel it in a way where it's just like, I'm home. Like I need to be around water. So what do you think? Because there's a lot of people out there who will tell you that, you know, it's just water. What can it do? But why do you think on a cellular level or on a genetic level, what do you think water is doing to help these, you know, men and women?
Well, especially with PTSD, one of their side effects is lack of concentration. And they lose focus. And mm-hmm. when they're underwater, they're kind of forced into having to focus more mm-hmm. and pay attention to what they're doing. Also, they're weightless. So whether they're able-bodied or not, it's a very, we call it the great equalizer, mm-hmm. especially for those that are paraplegics, quadriplegics, anyone that's had amputations. Suddenly they're not bound by gravity. Mm-hmm. They're not sitting in a wheelchair anymore. They don't have crutches under their arms. And so they feel the same as everybody else that's underwater that are able-bodied.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, when they're underwater, they hear themselves breathe.
Absolutely.
And that's got to relax them on a deeper level than just standing or being outside the water.
You're talking specifically when they actually have scuba gear, yeah?
Well, yeah. Okay. I mean, if they're underwater
just,
with scuba
just making
gear,
sure, 'cause
you hear that sound, right?
Yep.
Of your breathing, and that just calms the nervous system.
You're hearing yourself breathe. You're hearing the bubbles coming out.
Have you ever gone scuba diving?
Nope.
Then how do you know? You're just like, you've heard from other people.
I don't know. I'm not a water person. I'm an earth girl.
So that's the other one, right? Earth is one of the other ones.
I used to race Hobie cats. And I had to be, like, I would have to
make... Oh, you were a cat lady for a while. All
yes,
right,
I had to be like, okay, this is my earth. And then I'd be out on the water and kick out. But otherwise,
Have you ever gone scuba diving?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I was gonna say, though, in the beginning, it's got to be what you tell them when they're first going in, because I was paranoid by the same thing she says was soothing, right? I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm hearing my breath. And it was... To me, it was different, but I was going to say something about we're baking in water for 9 months.
I was just going to say,
you know,
that.
Baking in like yeah. within
childhood,
our
childhood,
oh,
the baby.
Oh, that.
We're like
yeah.
we're developing our body in water.
Yeah,
I mean that in and of itself.
Some babies actually come out swimming, which I don't understand or whatever. Like literally, they like put them in the water. I don't understand how those babies don't drown. Like they are born into water and they don't drown, which makes zero sense.
We don't leave them underwater very long.
Oh, is that what? Okay, that's all right.
It's just out and up and.
Yeah. Okay, it's all making more sense now. All right, got it. So let me just clarify this real quick. Did either of you guys serve?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you did not serve. So how did this come about where you wanted to work with the veterans specifically? Because there's a lot of groups of people that could probably benefit from this type of therapy. So why veterans specifically?
Well, you know, this is something that Ron and I have been working together on for the last 15, 20 years, teaching people how to scuba dive. Mm. A dear friend of mine's daughter was married to a Marine, and on his second tour of duty in Afghanistan, he was hit with an IED. Mm. Took off both of his legs and three of his fingers on his left hand.
Oh, Jesus.
And he said something to me one day when he found out that I was a scuba instructor, he was envious, and he wanted to do it. And it was like, well, why not? Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And that started now taking that, our passion, and we thought, you know what, let's just go ahead and let's show our passion to the vets. Let's have some fun. And this is before that we knew about the clinical research and the mm-hmm. actual benefits of the therapeutic valves of water.
How did that guy specifically benefit from going into the water? I mean, obviously you said there's the weightlessness and whatnot, but what were you seeing? Because, I mean, and here we go. All right, so let's do this. We'll have to take a quick break here on Reinvention Radio. Pretty interesting here. We'll get Steve and we got Ron in the house from Waves.org, and let's talk a little bit more about the therapeutic healing powers of scuba diving in water here on Reinvention Radio right after this.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. And I misspoke a little bit before the break because it's not waves.org, it's wavesproject.org. So I want to make sure that we get that right. So wavesproject.org. Now, Rich, you brought up actually an interesting point about going down alone and being able to have someone that you love with you. What was the question you asked Steve and Ron there on the break?
Yeah, I was just talking about the PTSD.
PTSD, that thing.
PTSD.
Uh-huh.
How a lot of this could be helping because they're going down with a buddy. Like, they can't go down by themselves. And so it's kind of almost like the mentality they had when they were serving. They had to look out for someone else to help them as a team. Mm-hmm. And I'd imagine that team effort of the dive going down with somebody would definitely help out.
It's one of the things that they miss when they leave the military. You know, the family, the brotherhood, the team brotherhood that they have when they're in the military, suddenly that goes away. And they start getting more withdrawn. They get depressed, which makes them more withdrawn.
Sure.
Which makes them more depressed.
Yeah.
And pretty soon they're sitting in their home with their curtains closed, watching mindless TV over and over again and get into this awful cycle. And scuba diving gets them back into, you know, the camaraderie that they missed for so long. And many times it's the caregiver, the spouse or whoever that they're living with that are getting in touch with us to reach out to them and bring them into the fold, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so walk us through, like, how you guys operate this. Do you do this once a week, once a month? Do they come back and do it again? Do you know what I mean?
Certainly. Between March and November, we run a class or a course about every 5 weeks. So we're putting a new group of veterans through this class and this course. This year, we are actually taking some veterans that have already been certified, and we're doing the continuing education. We're giving them advanced scuba and some specialties. And we're also working with a college up in Irvine, Stanbridge College, that has a master's program for occupational therapy. And they are going to work with the veterans that we're putting through on the advanced scuba and the specialty dives, and really taking that John Hopkins study, that clinical trial, and extending it. So we're going to be doing a 3-month study on our own to show the benefits.
So where do you guys want to grow this to? Like, you're working out of a high school, and I mean, are you guys trying to make this nationwide or certify other people to do this, or
both? And okay. We would like, the goal is to be able to provide this type of program in every major city in the U.S.
Interesting. So just so I'm clear, so do you have your own, this is what you guys do full time? I mean, are you scuba instructors, or do you have, because Ron, you were saying you actually do something else in addition to this. So this is sort of like a love kind of thing. What are you doing when you're not teaching the scuba?
Well, a combination of things. I started a business in CPR and first aid training in 2004. Mm-hmm. I must be doing something right because I still have a roof over my head and clothes on my back.
And you're still breathing, so that's good.
And I'm still breathing. And then scuba instruction is, you know, basically the other side of my life. Also in practicing retiring, my wife is retired, so, you know, it's kind of hard for me to get up and go to work when she's sitting at home having fun. So occasionally mm-hmm. we'll get out. But yeah, basically, I've been a scuba instructor since 1996.
Oh, wow.
So I've just passed my 20th year, and it's a passion in life. And when Steve met this young man that lost his limbs in Afghanistan and came up with this idea, he called me and he said, "Hey, let me run an idea by you." And I didn't let him get the first sentence finished, and I said, "Count me in."
Mm.
And
nice.
And we've been going strong ever since. This is going on our fourth year. And in the last 3.5 years, we've put through over 100 people. So
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Steve, are you doing something else as well, or is scuba your full-time profession, and then this is just something you do sort of on the non-for-profit side? What's the structure for you?
Yeah, the WAVES project is primarily all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually going to be the first year that we are going to be paying our instructional staff. On the side, where I make my money is in transportation logistics. So
wow.
I work for myself in that field.
So you don't actually have your own facility to train people. You go to the school or to somewhere else then to basically put the equipment on and put them under the water, and then you take them to, well, I guess you take them out to the ocean, or is that, you literally take them out to sea and just say, you know,
good luck.
Yeah. All right, just and why do they go backwards? Because it's like it's bad enough you got like this 100,000-pound thing on your back, and then you drop into the water. Like, that's why I won't do it. Like, I first thought it might be interesting when I saw some of these guys, you know, kind of, you know, scuba diving. I saw the pretty pictures of them like swimming with, you know, the fish and the sharks and whatnot. I was like, it looks kind of fun. And then I watched these guys like jump backwards, and I'm like, I would drown. Like, right in that moment, I would probably drown. Like, that would be the end of it. That's as far as I would get.
It's kind of hard to drown when you've got air supply in your mouth.
I'd panic. I'd pull the thing out of my mouth, and I'd think, because that's like a weight. It's like, you know, when you want to hide a body. Not saying that hypothetically.
How do you even make that link?
Hypothetically, if you want to hide a body, like you put a big weight on them, and then they, you know, they drop down. So if they lose the pulley, airy thingy, then they're going straight down. Yeah. No.
Well, I think survival instinct is going to tell you not to do that.
What if you can't swim?
You have fins on. You're buoyant. Aren't you, like, kind of floaty?
If you can't swim, you shouldn't be scuba diving, right? You got to know how to swim.
At least basically, yeah. You don't have to be, you know, Michael Phelps, but you certainly have to have at least a little bit of skill to get yourself through the water.
Well, how did the guy swim who didn't have, you said he got his legs blown off. How do you swim if you don't have legs?
Web gloves. So So we have adaptive equipment. So now he's propelling himself through the water.
That's cool.
With web gloves.
Interesting.
So just like, and the paraplegic is the same.
Okay, so who's paying for all this equipment? How do you guys fund this?
Donations.
From?
Upon donations. So we have a lot of great sponsors. We do fundraisers. Matter of fact, we're doing a fundraiser up in Temecula at Europa Village. There's a winery up there on May 13th.
That is the best place to do. I mean, not just that winery, like, specifically, but if you're going to do a fundraiser, you got to have a lot of booze involved, because like people just like lose their minds at some point. They're just like, I'll take it, you know, whatever it is. They're just like sneak some things in, like when they're not looking, and then to end up having to like write $10,000 checks and all. So that's a brilliant strategy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the second annual chili cook-off. We have 15 competitors and people can come. For a $10 donation, they can taste up to 15 different chilies, vote for their favorite. We have silent auction items, a couple of raffle items.
You don't have a silent auction if you got a chili cook-off.
What?
it's not happening at all. No way.
Maybe Joel Comm's app, too.
Right. So, all right, so you got a chili cook-off, and that's...
It's Friday, May 13th, starts at 5:30.
Oh, wow. So it's coming up very soon. Do they go to wavesproject.org to find tickets for that, or where do folks go?
Yes, they can find them online. They can buy them at the door.
So what's your goal? So you obviously have over 100 people that have gone through. You've got all the equipment. It's expensive. What's your fundraising goal for this event?
This event is $7,000.
Wow.
You should be able to get that.
Yeah. I would think so. I mean, Rich will write you
a
check for that.
I was just asking nicely. Steve, you write a check.
Yeah, you know how my accounts are right now. I can't write a check to anybody. So $7,000, and what does $7,000 pay for? Like, what does that translate to?
Seven buddy teams getting trained and all the cost.
Seven buddy teams getting trained. Okay, so, and when you say the buddy team, so it's the veteran and then somebody that they want alongside of them in support, because they both go underwater together?
Absolutely. So that's what's unique about this program, other than like programs for veterans. A lot of times, it's just the veteran that is getting the benefit. And mm-hmm. because scuba diving is a buddy sport, we're allowed to bring in the veteran and a buddy of their choice. A lot of times, it could be a spouse, it could be a child, it could be somebody they served with, it could be a sibling.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know anything about scuba diving. So you cannot scuba dive solo. Like, that's just in sort of the way of that world. People don't scuba dive solo. You have to have somebody there. Is that how it works? I really don't know.
It's really a good idea, because if you get in trouble in some way, shape, or form, you've got an equipment malfunction or something of that nature, or even, you know, you get ill, maybe you're, you know, starting to get dizzy or suffering from a heart attack for that matter. You've got somebody there that can help you get to the surface and safely back to shore.
Yeah. I got to say, I would, if I saw a shark, like, that's when I would need my buddy right there. And I would need you. Like, we should totally, like, scuba dive together, because I would have a heart attack. Like, there is no...
Yeah, so you're not very attractive as a buddy.
Well, I'm not...
It's not going to happen for you.
I'm not the one that you want to turn to when you're in trouble. I'm like, oh, shit. No, we gotta go. Like, no, take him. I'd be, like, pushing him, like, towards the sharks, like, survival. I'd be like Jillian. Like, this is Survivor right here. I'm just learning from, you know, one of the best there. All right, so... $7,000, though, that seems like a really reasonable goal. And if you could ramp that up, would you buy equipment? Would you help more people? What happens if you blow through that goal?
We help more people.
You just help
so
more
right,
people.
Yeah, okay. Right now, we've been very fortunate with some supporters like TUSA, which is a...
What is that?
Dive manufacturer.
Oh.
Sherwood, Kramer Decker.
Is that also a manufacturer?
Another manufacturer. Mm-hmm. We've had a truck donated, a 16-foot parcel van. So we are totally equipped with all the scuba gear. So right now, if we blow through that goal, that just helps us help more people and expand to the next major city.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so we're talking to Steve Rubin and Ron Funstead here of wavesproject.org, and they are helping. It stands again for... what does it stand for again? Waves? What
Wounded American Veterans Experience.
You're reading
scuba.
His shirt. All right, nice, Mary Goulet. All right, more on Reinvention Radio with Ron and Steve right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Full house with Ron and Steve from wastesproject.org with us, along with Mary William. All right, guys, so let me ask you this. If you weren't doing this for veterans, what else could you be doing for them? Because I know that they need so much. This is therapeutic. This is helpful. But you seem to have a soft spot for the veteran community. What else could you guys envision doing? Like, if this blew up and you were able to help as many veterans as you wanted to be doing, is there anything else you would be doing for that community? And why? Was it just that one guy, really, that turned you on to helping the veteran community? Or is there something, is there a deeper seated story there at all?
Well, you know, I think it had a lot to do with John and his wanting to learn how to do this. And it was a passion of ours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, teaching scuba, you had the same response. Anybody says, you know, I would like to do that. Well, let's do it. Let's remedy that. So let's get you into the water. Mm-hmm. And it really, I don't know if it helped John more or helped us more. Mm-hmm. I don't know who benefited more out of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting the additional training that we needed to do to get John in the water safely and get him out of the water safely.
Yeah.
And seeing the excitement on his face and seeing how, you know, well somebody that has a physical injury, how well they do underwater is very fulfilling.
Yeah.
And like I said, I don't know who's getting more of a benefit, us or them. And there is so much need in the veteran communities.
Do you, you said that the studies said the PTSD, it helps for 6 to 8 weeks after, you were saying something like that? Do they have, do they do this ongoing, or is it like they do this with you for a little while and then they stop scuba diving?
No, that's, that was the whole reason for us to set the goals to get a truck, have it fully equipped so that they can continue to dive. So the program is that after they are certified, the truck just goes to a dive spot on the coast. It could be La Jolla Shores, it could be the Cove, it could be up in Laguna, and you want to go diving? Meet the truck. Yeah. Pull a gear.
Just get to the truck, and you're good.
You're good to go.
Yeah, but there's obviously a limit. How do you decide who to help? I mean, because, well, let's face it, you've got limited means at this juncture. You can't help everybody. How do you decide which veterans to help?
It's a first come, first serve. You know, as they contact us, our only requirement is that they have a VA rating.
What does that mean? Just that they're
Veterans Administration. They have a disability rating with the Veterans Administration.
Well, so what are the different ratings? I'm not familiar with that. Are there different ratings, or is it just one rating of being disabled? How does that work?
All right. So any injury or any diagnosis of PTSD is rated on a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a shoulder injury. It could be a lower back injury. It could be so much PTSD. So as they go through their testing, as they work with the VA will give them 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100% disability based off of their injuries and the scope of that injury.
Mm-hmm.
So as long, and it really doesn't make any difference to us what that percentage is. As long as they have that rating, that qualifies for our program.
Yeah, it kind of begs the question, though, of why wouldn't this be a government sponsored and funded initiative? Because, I mean, Lord knows, I mean, we're in San Diego. there is a huge active and, you know, retired military population here, many of whom could use some assistance. We've heard all the stories about the VA hospitals and everything that's going on in that department. You guys are on the good side of the, you know, I mean, you're doing good work as far as the veterans are concerned. You would think that there would be a government agency of some sort that would step up and say, these guys are actually doing good work for the vets. Let's help them out.
Do you really want their help?
Well,
government funding and financing. I mean, you have freedom to do what you want to do right now.
I don't know. It's that or not. I mean, you could take it nationwide, like you're talking about being able to do with the right backing. And it's the difference between helping 100 people so far and maybe 10,000 veterans, right? I think it's a trade-off worth looking at, no?
Possibly. I think, you know, as far as the government getting involved, we're having more success at the local level.
Bingo.
For instance,
local government, though.
No,
local government.
Local government, really?
City of Temecula is a huge supporter of ours, and they've been very beneficial in terms of providing some funding for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, we were just in front of their city council a week or two ago thanking them for their support.
Mm-hmm.
And Rotary clubs, you know, civic organizations like that are huge to help us out. As far as stretching out across the country, we're looking for affiliates, and basically what that would be primarily would be a dive center that is already in the scuba business that could become a Waves affiliate. And not only are they doing training for their normal able-bodied non-veteran people, but then they would become a Waves affiliate to be able to reach out to the veterans in their areas.
Why do I think there's a national group? I swear I've seen some sort of national, almost like a, I don't want to call it a franchise. I don't think it's franchise, but I think there is like a national chain of stores or outlets or facilities, if you will, that are scuba focused. Am I imagining that? Is there a national chain? Let me just ask you that. Is there a national chain of any sort of people who focus on scuba diving? What were you going to say, Rich?
Well, I was just going to say there was one that was going around for a while, but now I've just noticed it looks like they put smaller facilities inside, like the sports chalet down in Point Loma and stuff like that, where it's like sports centered, but then they just have a pool inside there where it's big glass, everyone can see. I just can't see it. It's so niche and it's so expensive at the same time.
Unfortunately, well, fortunately for some people and unfortunately for many others, we just found out within the last week or so that all sports chalets are closing.
Oh,
that's right. I saw that in the paper, but
so much for that idea, huh? Jeez.
You know what, though? I think you guys are on the right track. I work with a national organization on the local level, and if you're doing something out of your heart and of service, and you'll, you know, attract people that want to support this cause. And this is a huge need, and it's a very emotional, passionate need. And the family members and friends of these servicemen are wanting this for them. So you'll get a lot of local support. I was talking about, I don't think I would want to go after federal money because then regulations and restrictions and all sorts of things might come into play.
Well, you guys are already a 501c3. Is that, or are you? You are. Yeah. So, I mean, they're already regulated, so to speak, but in terms of taking a check, then it becomes a whole other,
maybe
ball of wax. Maybe a grant. Yeah.
What about working with other 501c3s like Wounded Warriors? Like, do you get kind of protective? Do people kind of get protective
red, white,
of
blue.
Their...
Why are they doing that face?
Yeah, it's not a face.
They get protective of their...
That's the face my wife makes, actually, when I say certain things. What was...
Wounded Warriors, the Wounded Warrior Project is actually... well, there's a few things that kind of give us a bad taste. Number one, they've just been in the news recently about some improprieties as far as how they're spending money.
Mm. Oh, their parties and stuff.
The big parties and everything. The other thing, too, is...
Wait, they're throwing parties for veterans and they're mad about that?
Well, it
or
was
for
just
themselves.
Like crazy
for the
over the
staff.
Top. Yeah.
Then that's the problem, okay.
Yeah, staff parties.
I just mean in general, other organizations that are helping veterans. It seems like just teaming up.
Yeah, like Team Red, White, and Blue, I think, is a pretty well-known organization that does a lot of really good work.
Well, it's a good point because, again, the city of Temecula and the veteran population or the military population that are in Temecula, with Camp Pendleton being so close there,
yeah,
the city has done and has put together symposiums for just that. So instead of having a lot of veteran organizations reduplicate or duplicate things, we come together and see what synergies are. You know, somebody may come into our program and they try it. They get the experience of scuba, but you know what? It's not my thing. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? There's other organizations that do things with horses or,
yeah.
Yep, or hiking or kayaking or land-based, you know.
Speaking to the Earth Girl.
Yeah, speaking to the Earth Girl. So we're trying, you know, we do that. We work with other veteran organizations.
There's got to be like an association or a community or something of organizations that specifically work with veterans, right? I mean, there's got to be some way for you to, I wonder if that actually exists.
Not that I know of. But so that's why there's so many smaller grassroots type organizations like ours, is because there's really nothing out there to really fulfill the need of the veterans. So there are organizations that are doing what they have passion for mm-hmm. the veterans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So talk about you've been doing this now for a little while. Talk about like one of your favorite success stories.
I've got one here that I use all the time. Last fall, we had our second paraplegic in the water, and Caesar...
Was his name Bob?
Caesar. Bob. Oh.
You're terrible.
Sorry. What? What'd I say?
Caesar is actually a San Diego resident, and he got wind of us. He came up, and he took our training, and one of those gentlemen that needed the web gloves, because his legs are just hanging there, he spent, was it over 10 years in the... in his wheelchair, and he's got like a T4 spinal injury, so he feels virtually nothing from about mid-waist or mid-chest down. There's nothing there. So he spends all his time in the wheelchair, and because of all of the compression from his head and shoulders pushing down, he can't ever take a deep breath. We got him in the water on scuba. He got underwater, and his body stretched out.
Oh, that's so really cool.
When we got him out of the water... he had a great big smile on his face. And we said, Caesar, why are you so happy? And he said, for the first time in over 10 years, I was able to take a deep breath.
Wow, that's...
You just timed that perfectly, wow. Mr. Radio.
You got something there, Rich?
I just... Steve, you love to take that breath like that, too.
Yeah, yes,
about
I do.
8:30, about 8:30 at night.
Yeah, very, very true. All right, more on Reinvention Radio with Ron and Steve here at wasteproject.org right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, all right. Welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Rich O'Tay's running the board, man. Look at you.
Yeah, it's like Pac-Man.
You are multitasking. You are sitting there looking handsome and running the board at the same time. Very impressive. Very impressive.
Right, thank you.
Look at that gangster lean, man. You just like lean into this. Is that, I think that's what she meant by lean in. Wasn't that Cheryl Sandberg, I guess, or whoever that was? All right. So we got Ron Fonsett and Steve Rubin here in the house with wavesproject.org talking about scuba diving and working with the veterans. Let me ask you guys this. So, first and foremost, does it cost the veterans anything to do this? Like, what's the process? Do they have to pay for the equipment? Do they have to pay for the time? What? How does that work?
Both the veteran and the buddy are trained at no cost. So that includes all the gear, the travel expenses over to Catalina Island and back. That includes their academics. It includes the pool time.
Wow, that's amazing. How long do they actually have to train? And I assume you do this at a pool, you said, right? So you do it first in a pool, and you do it. How do you do it?
We start out in a classroom.
In a classroom?
Yeah, you have to go through some academic so that they understand the physics and physiology of diving.
Jesus, and, really?
Yeah, and it's not difficult. It's not rocket science, and everybody gets through it just fine. And then,
see, that's where I would fail. Like, right there, that would be it. I'd be like, oh, man, I'm never making it to the water. I wouldn't pass that class. That would be it. I'd be done.
So they start out in the classroom.
Nice headphones, Wade. That looks really good on you, buddy. Like the sparklies. Nice.
And then we use a pool, as Steve always calls it, as our simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, as he refers to pilots, they don't just hand them the keys to a plane and say, have at it. Good luck. So they're in a simulator, and the pool acts as a simulator. The Murrieta Mesa High School in Murrieta obviously has graciously donated a classroom and their pool for us to be able to help our veterans through the process. Once they are comfortable in the pool, and more importantly, once we are comfortable about how they're doing in the pool, that's when we take them to Catalina and into the ocean.
There's got to be some serious liability. I mean, because people can die doing scuba diving, right? I mean, like, that's got to come into play. Do they sign a waiver to say if I die in the water, I'm not going to come after Steve and Ron? Like, how does that work exactly? They have to sign off on that, no?
You know, we belong to two associations. One is PADI, Professional Association of Dive Instructors. The other is HSA, Handicap Scuba Association, and we're instructors for them.
Hmm.
We're well-trained, I would say very experienced of working with people in the water. Obviously, there is always a chance of something, but yes, they sign liability releases, and we have insurance, and no incidences, and my 15 years.
Knock wood.
exactly. Steve and I have an impeccable safety record. Neither one of us has ever had a student go through our program, whether it was veterans or not.
Just keep knocking here the whole time.
That have had any dive-related incidents at all.
Yeah. Well, good. So, Mary, let's go. You want to go? Oh, we can't go. We're not veterans. Damn it.
No, you don't even want to talk to me about the whole water thing.
You wouldn't do it.
Oh, we do train other people too.
Rich, would you do it? Have you done it?
Yeah, he did.
You've done it.
I love it. Back to the buddy thing, just super quick.
Will you hold my hand while we do it?
My mom almost passed away. She was swimming through. Well, she did pass away later, but
not while scuba diving.
Yep. No, she was swimming through kelp and got kind of caught up in the kelp.
Oh God!
And then she tried to get her knife out to cut it. And dropped it, and then started worrying,
panicking.
And struggling, and panicking. And it was kind of like a blessing in disguise. She was panicking because I guess the bubbles is what her buddy saw and swam over to the bubbles. But team. So that's why That's why she doesn't want to do it with you.
Because people die. She's
afraid you're going up to the top of the water.
Yeah, I'm in the kelp. And you dropped my knife.
Be like, yo, oh, man. Oh,
Mayor, I'll go tell someone.
Right. He's like, swimming to the surface. Yeah. It'd be like, stay right there. Just stay right.
I am.
Stay right there.
I'm stuck.
Oh, man. All right. So you guys have had some corporate sponsors over the years here, or you're still working on getting some corporate sponsors? What's the game plan in terms of getting this? Obviously, we talked about grants and some of the other opportunities here, but are there people who are actively being corporate sponsors for the Waves Project right now?
Absolutely, and that is our goal, is more corporate sponsors that we can bring on board. Obviously, the more people that we can train. Right now, as Ron mentioned before, City of Temecula has been a big supporter. Pechanga is a supporter. Patty is a supporter.
Pechanga, is that the casino?
The casino.
Cool. Yeah. Why not? They got money. I mean, they got to do something when they make enough money. They don't want to be taxed on all that money. It's like, you know, why not, right? So that makes sense.
Yep. So, they were just rated number one casino in America, actually.
How do you get to be the number one rated casino? What does that mean
pay for
exactly?
It.
I know you.
Aren't I cynical?
No, it's probably true. I mean, because that's like an arbitrary, like, we are the number one casino. How do you know? Because we paid that guy to tell us. Like, that's how we know we're the number one rated casino. So what? So if somebody wants to be a corporate sponsor, do they go to wavesproject.org if they have a veteran buddy and they think, like, you know, this might be a good thing for them? What's the best way for folks to get started with either supporting your efforts or as a veteran to actually sign up and be one of those first come, first serve to actually get the benefit, of the work you guys are doing?
Well, both. Yeah, if you're a corporation or a small business that wants to get involved, reach out to us on our website, wavesproject.org. Same thing with a veteran. If you're a veteran, there's a section for the veterans to go into to get the application and the medical release statements and file that application, and we'll bring you on board.
Nice. So back to the donations, any amount will help?
Any amount will help. We have people that donate $10 a month.
Okay.
And that adds up quickly. So,
sure it does.
So, you know, it's just we're not interested in just the $10,000 donations. We're interested in what anybody can afford and give.
Look what Bernie's doing with $25.
Look what Steve Ulscher is doing with his Steve Ulscher Needs a New Ferrari Fund. I mean, that's been working out really well, actually. But yes, of course, small donations all add up. All right, so what's got you most excited about 2016 at this point?
I think our clinical study that we're going to be doing this year.
When does that start?
June.
It starts in June. And who? So that has to be obviously under the guidance of some sort of body, if you will. Who is that? Who's creating that study?
It's Stanbridge College, and it's under the auspice of a couple of doctors that are overseeing it. And they're students that are currently in a master's program of occupational therapy. So they're actually conducting the study.
Best case, if you could draw it up, like, what would that study conclude? If you could just, like, wish list, what would that study conclude?
It would confirm and even take to a further level or commitment of what the John Hopkins study initially started out to say. And it's going to show us the benefits, the long-term benefits that scuba diving and water has in the rehabilitation process with a veteran.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and Ron, what about you? 2016, what's got you the most excited here?
I think the most excited I'm getting about 2016 is the possibility of bringing some of our veterans to tropical locations.
Ooh.
So they're not diving in cooler California waters.
Right.
And, you know, going someplace where it's 85 degree water and 150 feet visibility underwater and seeing all these exotic marine life.
Yeah.
That's very exciting to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh, man. So if we could just figure out how to get some of that warm Caribbean water here on the Pacific. I mean, I don't understand why someone hasn't come. Like, with all this global warming that people are talking about, I don't think it exists. I can't see how it's real because, like, the water here is still super cold. So I don't know. Maybe at some point we'll be able to get the warm Caribbean waters going here. But all right, you guys are doing really, really great work in the world. Really appreciate the efforts because I know how much work it takes to do what you guys are doing. And sometimes it's a thankless job. So wavesproject.org, we really appreciate what you guys are up to. And on behalf of Mary Goulet and Rich Otey, I'm Steve Ulscher. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.